Hello, this is Teacher Bear. 我是贝尔老师。小朋友，中国新年快到了。The Chinese New Year is coming soon. 你知道代表今年的生肖是哪一个动物吗？ Do you know how this year is represented in the Chinese zodiac? 今年是龙年。This year is the year of the dragon. 你知道十二生肖是哪十二种动物吗？Do you know what are the 12 animals? 你知道每一种动物代表什么意义吗? Do you know what each animal represents? 十二生肖分别是鼠、牛、虎、兔、龙、蛇、马、羊、猴、鸡、狗、猪。 The 12 zodiac animals are rat, ox, tiger, rabbit,Dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. 每两种动物是一个互补的组合，每个组合都有一个特别的意义。Pairs of animals are complementary, and each combination has a special meaning. 第一组是鼠和牛。The first pair is the rat and the ox.
我是老鼠，我很聪明。I am a rat. I'm smart.
我是牛，我很勤劳。I am an ox. I'm diligent.如果你只有聪明的头脑，可是不勤劳，那么就只是耍小聪明，什么大事也做不了。If you only have a smart brain, but are not diligent, then you are just playing smart.And can't accomplish anything big.
如果你光勤劳却不动动你的脑，那么一定是被公办，没有效率。If you are diligent but don't use your brain, you will get half the result with twice the effort and be inefficient.
小朋友，想要达到目标，你不但要勤劳，还要动动你的头脑哦。Kids,If you want to achieve your goals, you not only have to be diligent, but you also have to use your brain. 第二组是虎和兔。The second pair is the tiger and the rabbit.
我是老虎，我很勇敢。I am a tiger. I am brave.
我是兔子，我很谨慎。I am a rabbit. I am cautious. 如果你很勇敢，可是却不谨慎，那么就是鲁莽。鲁莽的人容易犯错。
If you are brave but not cautious, then you are reckless. Reckless people are prone to making mistakes.
可是如果你太谨慎，什么事都不敢放手去做，那么就是胆小。 But if you are too cautious and dare not to do anything, then you are timid.
小朋友，你一定要又勇敢又谨慎，胆大心细才能创新哦。
Kids, you must be brave and cautious, fearless and careful in order to innovate.
第三组是龙和蛇。The third pair is the dragon and the snake.
我是一条龙，我很刚强。I am a dragon.I am strong.
我是一条蛇，我很柔软。 I am a snake. I am soft.
如果太刚强，就容易被折断，就好像在台风当中，树容易被吹倒。可是小草却不会，因为小草特别柔软。
If something is too unyielding, it will be easily broken. Just like in a typhoon, a tree will be easily blown down, but the grass will not, because the grass is very soft.
但是太柔软的人没有主见，就容易被别人牵着鼻子走。However, people who are too soft have no independent opinions and are easily led by others.
小朋友，可见我们做人要刚柔并济，才不会太固执或太软弱。
Kids, so we can see that we need to be both strong and soft in life, so as not to be too stubborn or too weak.
第四组是马和羊。
The fourth pair is the horse and the sheep.
我是马，我总是往前冲。I am a horse. I always rush forward.
我是羊，我总是合群。I am a sheep. I always cooperate with others.
如果一个人只顾着往前冲，而不顾旁人的感受，那一定会跟人发生冲突。
If a person only cares about moving forward and ignores the feelings of others, he will surely conflict with others.
但是如果只顾着配合他人，那就会失去自己的目标和方向。
But if you only focus on cooperating with others, you will lose your own goals and direction.
小朋友，所以我们勇敢往前冲的同时，也要适时地停下来关心别人的需要。
Kids, so while we rush forward bravely, we must also stop and care about the needs of others at the right time.
要不然，即使你达成了梦想，却失去了家人、朋友，那么你会快乐吗？
Otherwise,Even if you achieve your dream, but lose your family and friends, will you be happy?
第五组是猴和鸡。
The fifth pair is the monkey and the rooster.
我是猴子，我很灵活。I'm a monkey. I'm flexible.
我是鸡，我很稳定。I am a rooster. I am stable. 如果一个人能够又灵活又稳定，那么不但能够随机应变。
If a person can be flexible and stable, he will not only be able to adapt to changes,
还能持之以恒哦， but also persevere.
小朋友，不管做什么事，一定要有恒心，并且根据情况修改你的方法，这样才会成功哦。
Kids, no matter what you do, you must have perseverance and modify your methods according to the situation so that you will succeed.
第六组是狗和猪。
The sixth pair is the dog and the pig.
我是狗，我很忠诚。I'm a dog. I'm loyal.
我是猪，我很随和。I'm a pig. I'm easygoing. 如果一个人能够又忠诚又随和，那么就不但能交到知心的好朋友。
If a person can be loyal and easygoing,
he will not only make close friends,
也能多认识新朋友哦, but also make more new friends.
小朋友,人际关系是很重要的。你需要能和你谈心的亲密朋友,也需要能帮助你开开眼界的新朋友。Kids,
interpersonal relationships are very important. You need close friends who can talk to you, and you also need new friends who can help you broaden your horizons.
朋友能帮助你在人生的路上不寂寞。
Friends can help you to not be lonely on the road of life.
现在你知道为什么华人选择这十二种动物了吧?
Now you know why the Chinese chose these 12 animals.
你觉得有道理吗? Do you think it makes sense? 如果有不懂的部分,记得要问问师长哦。
If there is anything you don't understand,Remember to ask your teachers and parents.
如果你想问别人属什么生肖，用英文你可以怎么说呢？
What is your Chinese zodiac animal?
意思是你属什么生肖？请跟贝尔老师再说一次。
What is your Chinese zodiac animal?
小朋友，如果你想知道更多有关十二生肖的英文和知识，请听听第28集哦。
If you want to know more English and knowledge about the 12 zodiac animals, please listen to episode 28.
祝你农历新年快乐，龙年行大运。
Wish you a happy Chinese New Year.
Good luck in the year of the dragon. 我们下次见咯。See you next time!